Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3145. Are there health benefits to spending time in nature? By the NeuroGym team at myneurogym.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, usually. Well, every day, really. But on Sundays, I share an episode from another podcast in the Optimal Living Daily Network. And today's comes from my brother's show, Optimal Health Daily. Fun fact, he does the same thing that I do here, reading an article every day of the week to help optimize your life. But he also answers listeners' questions on Fridays. And if you send in a relevant one, you'll get a copy of our Optimal Living Daily workbook. It'll be digital if you're outside of the US, but it'll be a physical hard copy personally shipped to you by me if you're inside the US. You can send a health-related question to health@oldpodcast.com and then listen into that show on Fridays. Again, that's Optimal Health Daily. But with that, let's get right to the bonus episode as we optimize your life.
Are there health benefits to spending time in nature? By My NeuroGym team of myneurogym.com. What do negative thoughts, lack of creativity, and a bad memory have in common? Well, they can all be treated with the same thing. It's not a pill or ancient medicine. You don't have to see a doctor or specialist to reap the benefits. So, what's free, accessible to all, and an excellent remedy for a variety of mental and emotional issues? Going for a hike in nature. According to the latest science, technology-free time in the great outdoors can produce some serious improvements in your health. Oh, and by the way, urban environments did not have this effect. It seems the more time we spend in urban environments, the more stressed and anxious we are. With so many sights, sounds, smells, and people around, our senses are overwhelmed. Quote, climb the mountains and get their good tidings. Nature's peace will flow into you as sunshine flows into trees. The winds will blow their own freshness into you and the storms their energy. John Muir. Here are 4 ways you can improve your mental and physical well-being by spending time in nature. 1. Turn off the negative chatter inside your mind. One study found that just 90 minutes in nature made a noticeable difference. The participants reported less rumination on negative thoughts, and their brain scans showed less activity in the subgenus prefrontal cortex, an area of the brain that's been linked to mental illness risk. If you've ever found yourself stuck in a pattern of negative thoughts, you can just walk it off. 2. Improve your creative problem-solving skills. Useful as technology is, it does come with downsides. For instance, attention span. The ability to switch tasks rapidly cost many the ability to pay attention for long periods of time. This can lead to impaired creativity and impaired problem-solving skills. researchers were curious about the effect of nature on problem solving, so they had a group of participants head off on a 4-day camping trip without technology. Half of the participants were given a test on day 1 before the trip started. The other half took the test on day 4 of the trip. They all took the same test, which measured the ability to creatively solve problems. The results? The group that took the test on day 4, post-immersion in nature, scored 50% higher than those who took it before the trip. You've got to get outside to think outside of the box. 3. Sharpen your memory. A study at the University of Michigan tested students' memories with and without exposure to nature. Two groups of students took a memory test. One group then went for a walk around an arboretum, and the other group took a walk down city streets. The participants returned and took the same memory test again. The students who walked among trees did almost 20% better than their first score, whereas the city walkers did not improve consistently. Something unique happened to their brain patterns when amongst the trees. Spending time with nature can have its benefits when it comes to age-related brain changes too. 4. Feel alive and inspired to take action towards your goals and dreams. According to the latest neuroscience research, a natural environment is awe-inspiring for modern human beings. Time is our scarcest commodity, right? Most of us feel like we never have enough time. But when we feel a sense of awe, time seems to expand. We become more generous with our time and feel an increased sense of well-being. So leave behind the worries of work and the confines of your indoor space and go outside where everything around you is strikingly vast, even time. The mindset shift from time scarcity to time abundance is a great stress reducer and helps develop self-motivation. And 5, reconnect with your mind, body, and spirit. The next time something is bothering you or you don't feel like yourself, try clearing your mind with a walk in nature. When you combine exercise with nature, it's like going to the doctor, minus the bills and pills. By taking a hike in the quiet wilderness, you naturally increase energy and vitality. So if your life seems extra stressful and you're missing out on the self-care you need, go out into nature. Remember, the more time you spend in awe-inspiring environments, the more life satisfaction you'll have. It's a great way to reconnect with your true self. It's true, some issues require some serious focus or some actual medical attention. However, sometimes a scary symptom has a simple solution. So before you make any rash decisions, try a quick, healthy mindset shift first. Get outside, walk around, and breathe deeply. While it may not sound profound, it's scientifically shown that spending time in nature is all it can take to regain some true inner peace. You just listened to the post titled, "Are There Health Benefits to Spending Time in Nature?" by My Neuro Gym Team of MyNeuroGym.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. All right, you've heard me talk about this before. As a self-professed homebody, spending time in nature isn't something that I naturally turn to when I want to reduce my stress. I'm much more likely to head to my garage and use my home gym or pick up my guitar or just take some deep breaths. But going outside and going for a walk in nature? Not usually my first thought. But recently, some research came out about noise pollution and its effects on stress levels and brain functioning. Researchers are finding that exposure to too much noise, things like city noises, like traffic sounds, sirens, barking dogs, and so on, can negatively affect our brain functioning and increase feelings of stress. One way to escape this is to distance ourselves from this environment and places where we can escape these sounds. Now, if we do live in a noisy environment, no need to panic and find a new place to live. That's because we can get used to these noises. But at the same time, we may need to escape once in a while to give our minds and bodies a break. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you're having a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.